House members will soon debate some divisive bills following an evening debate 2 weeks ago on the budget. Marked by unorthodox debating tactics, House leaders agreed to a session Tuesday to review the rules of etiquette and proper debating practice. Vermont Speaker of the House, Democrat Shap Smith, explains that the decorum sessions are conducted once or twice a year.
It's always useful to have a reminder, particularly during the middle of the session, about how debate is supposed to proceed and what it means to be respectful but forceful.
Smith felt it was now an appropriate time for the session, given pending bills that the House will soon review.
It's very possible that we'll be discussing Death with Dignity and other bills that will bring out really personal, emotional stories. And, you know, it's difficult to approach those issues without personalizing them. And just wanted to remind people that we are there to tell personal stories, but we are not there to engage in personal attacks.
House Minority Leader Republican Don Turner agreed to suspend regular deliberations for the review of etiquette.
We just went through some pretty tough debates on taxes and the budget and transportation bill with the gas tax and so on. So, you know, emotions run high. We had some issues in committees. And when emotion starts running high, you know, you want to make sure that people maintain a level of respect and courtesy for not only their colleagues, but for the integrity of the institution.
The afternoon session included questions from the floor.
Is it the expectation that people do not answer their roll call until their name has been called first?
Please don't answer until, you know, the member from Hinesburg,
yes.
After that has been said, then answer. Don't answer in the middle of that being said.
And then lastly, what are the appropriate range of responses when a roll call is called?
Yes and no are what we like to hear, because then we can understand those. And if you do not want to vote on a roll call, you need to be out of the chamber.
The questions were directed to First Assistant Clerk of the House, Bill McGill, who explains that the rules are meant to keep personalities out of debates.
So they're not questioning why somebody's doing something. They're questioning whether it's a right thing to do. So the motives and personalities stay out of a debate, and they get down to the true meaning of why the legislation needs to be there. And with the procedures, it helps any party really within a legislative body. If you know the rules, then it's much easier to either help something get through or even to prohibit a bad idea from making it all the way through.
McGill says most of the rules are based on common sense, although some are ceremonial.
They're based on an idea that a person out in California came up with many years ago. His last name was Mason, which came up with a Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, trying to make the procedures of passing a bill a lot easier, which then has expanded to all 50 states, creating a basis for every legislature to work. And then each legislature makes their own rules on top of that to define their own individual body's way of working.
Audio from the decorum session is courtesy of Vermont Public Radio's live stream from the State House. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.